So we're going to do a guided meditation. And wherever you are, just get yourself comfortable, find somewhere to sit. There's no rules or requirements here. Just listen to the words and relax. If at any time in the meditation you find other thoughts are entering, it's perfectly normal. Just acknowledge them and then try to let them pass. Just imagine them being buses turning up and then leaving, in the background. Try to concentrate just on the journey that we're on, but not try not to concentrate too much. Just try to enjoy it. And you may find periods of being in the journey and maybe some where you're not. Just pick up and leave the journey as it sees fit. I'm sure you can jump back in. So as I said, wherever you are, just be comfortable. If you're in a chair, just sit comfortably, nice and straight. Get your feet planted. Put your hands somewhere. Maybe on your knees or your thighs, and just gently close your eyes and just begin just some simple breathing softly. Just breathe in and then out. Just look forward to relaxing and enjoying the experience. Actually, each time you breathe in, just imagine yourself breathing in love and good vibes, happiness, peace. And as you breathe out, just imagine yourself breathing out anything that you might be holding on to, any stress, any tension. Just imagine on the inward that love, good feelings, peace, and serenity. And on the outward, any stress or tensions. And just keep going until you find an easy rhythm of breathing in and out. Something simple, something natural, and something comfortable. And as you do it, you'll feel yourself just starting to relax. And as I speak, just allow any images to form in your mind naturally, in your own time. If they can't get there, if they don't match the words, just change them or move on. We're going on a journey, but it's your journey. If you can't get a mental picture, just maybe feel it or sense it rather than having to see them. And as usual, we'll start just by doing a body scan and just look for areas of tension to release. And as I mentioned, each body part, I invite you to bring your awareness to it and try to relax it as deeply as you can. So there's no need to concentrate intensely, feel or imagine the letting go. So we'll start with your legs. And now your arms. And now your chest. And now your jaw. And now your forehead. And now any other areas that might be a stress point for you in particular, just turn your own attention to that area and try to relax it. You should notice now how calming it is just to sit and breathe and the feelings of hopefully relaxation that spread throughout your body. And as we're in a good state of relaxation, we're going to go on our guided journey. Just try to experience it in whatever way it comes naturally to you. So you're in a room. It's a place you feel comfortable. It's filled with things you know. The pictures on the walls, the furniture, the cushions and the decor. It all feels familiar. And it's decorated with your favorite colors, shades, and pastels. And it's a place you feel happy and somewhere that you can relax in. You can have this place as an escape, and it's somewhere that always has a good feeling. And as you look around on the wall, there are a few hooks. They contain your coats, jackets, other things you might wear. to stay warm and comfy when you want to wrap up. And you look out of a window and you see clear blue skies today. But there's no need for a coat, a hat, or any gloves. You can go outside in whatever you like. And in the corner of the room is a door, and it leads outside. And so you open it. And as you step through, you feel the warmth of an amazing summer's evening. And you stand there, taking in the wonder of dusk. And it makes you smile. As you feel the last of the day's sun on your cheeks, you enjoy the way it makes you feel. It's natural and it feels good, energizing. And you head down some stairs, and on each step, you feel more optimism and more relaxed as you descend one by one. Each step unlocks good feelings and optimism until you reach the bottom, full of anticipation for the journey ahead. And so you find yourself in a meadow, and as you look around, there's lush green grass, some wild flowers in bloom, and in the distance, the trees are beautiful, rich green pine trees all in a row, just like you might see in a postcard. And the sky is a wonderful orangey red hue as the sun begins to set. And as you wonder at the beauty of it, you're warm, relaxed, and ready for the day. And along the left of the meadow is a fence, and beyond the fence is another field, and today is full of swaying corn. You see it almost ready for harvest. And you feel great, totally relaxed and carefree. And so you follow the line of the fence down, all the way down to the edge of the copse ahead. But instead of staying straight, you turn right. And you follow the line of the trees, staying just outside the copse. The path is soft underfoot. You feel like you know where you're going, even though you've never taken this exact route before. And so you continue along the path slowly, with that little fence on your left as your guide. Until you hear some noises and you stop and you crouch, staying naturally still. And as you look through the fence into the copse, you can see a beautiful stag carefully watching you back intently. You're only maybe 10 feet away, and he stays perfectly still. He knows the fence and the tree line are between you both, and it's enough. He is unafraid. And you can see his confidence, but it's a natural confidence, free of ego. He is brave, courageous, yet naturally humble. And in this, you can see a lesson. And so you create a mental image for reference for yourself. And you slowly start to move on. And he watches you pass. And as you look back, you see him slowly move away in the opposite direction. And as you continue on, you see a gap in the fence line ahead and a really old signpost. And on it is engraved the Roman Amphitheatre. And it says it's 500 meters ahead. On the top of the sign is a pair of kingfisher birds, beautiful mixtures of blue and orange. And as you get near, they take off and take flight, and within seconds they're gone. And under the sign, there's some stunning flowers. And so you stop to admire them, even kneeling down to give them a sniff and to smell them and to see the amazing colors closer. And you stand again and you carry on our journey. You feel grateful that you can enjoy nature and the beauty that it shows us. As you look ahead, you see a wall constructed of rocks, each piece carefully fitted to the others to create a natural windbreak. And you stop and admire the work that it took to create it. And as you look at it, you wonder, maybe it was a labor of love. Maybe it was created hundreds of years ago and has stood the passage of time. And as you get closer, as you look over the wall, you can see the amphitheater, a perfect circle set into the ground with five or six different levels, almost like a modern lecture theater or Victorian theater. But this one was made in Roman times, where things were made to last from solid designs, painstakingly accurate. The Romans were ahead of their time, and so you look around in there, you can see how they left us many inventions, methods to build, bathe, and so much more. And as it's evening now here, there are small fires set into the wall of the amphitheatre, which give it a beautiful glow and warmth as you walk down into it. As you stand, you hear an owl gently hooting in the distance. And then from the other side of the amphitheatre, you hear the sound of another one calling back. The sky is this gorgeous red without a single cloud. It really feels joyful just to be here in the moment. So you spend some time here walking around the wall of the theatre. And as you do, you place a few more lumps of wood into the fires until you find yourself back from the circle to the one that you started at. And it's only now that you notice a chalkboard on the wall, and on it is written a question that you've been asking of yourself lately. And underneath it is another board where you can write what you think is the answer for you to the question. And you spend a moment thinking before you scribble down your answer. And in the center of the theater is a large round blanket. And you walk forward and you decide to sit for a while on the blanket. And now it's apparent that the owls have decided to stop calling each other and they've got together. And you can see them sat on the wall in front of you. Two amazing, beautiful birds. And you just sit for a moment and take in the majesty of the moment. And without warning, they just fly away into the night. And you wonder if they're off hunting or just exploring. And now you can hear the soft sounds of another person approaching, and ahead, you see someone else approaching you, happy with a huge smile. It's someone you know, and you're very happy to see them. And you rise and you embrace, and you feel the warmth of that loving interaction. And then you both sit on the blanket and you chat. Maybe you have some things that you wanted to say, or maybe they do. And as you sit and you chat, it stirs up feelings within you. But you're glad because feelings and emotions are normal and they make us human. For too long, we denied these feelings because we were afraid of them. But now we can be unafraid and let them out. It's a blessing to have them, even if it moves us to tears or for a moment we sit. Maybe we feel how much we miss friends, family, and loved ones. And now you notice the fires are again smaller and you're alone again. Some time must have passed. But inside you feel good, happy, and serene. You don't feel alone. You feel connected to nature and a natural part of Mother Earth. And you feel grateful to have had this time. But you realize now, maybe it's time for us to return home before it gets dark. And so you head back out and along the wall. And you begin the journey back in reverse now to the meadow. Back to where you reach the break in the fence where you came in. And then you strike out across the meadow and up, back towards home, with good feelings traveling around your body, feeling good and part of nature. When you get out and you connect with nature, it's a reminder that this world is much bigger than us, and we can be okay with that. Today's adventure has been good, a chance to create a new memory, share our love, our feelings, and more. As we find ourselves back at our beginning, you're looking forward to it, your happy place, a place of comfort. As you reach the steps, you take each one in reverse, feeling better for our adventure. As you enter your room again, the feeling of familiarity and happiness begins to glow deep inside you. You can feel it. You're happy to be home. You feel good and safe and comfortable. When you take in your room, a special place, and then you sit and you go back to the breathing. And when we started our journey, and you start to breathe in and out gently, quietly, softly. And you listen for the sound of the Tibetan bell and the end of today's journey.